The plan, says David Wilcox, is simple.
We're going to be running across the country.
14-year-old David and his 52-year-old father, Brett, plan to go from west to east across the lower 48.
We're starting somewhere in California, and we haven't really thought of an ending point yet.
Yes, and we plan to run through St. Louis, the headquarters of Monsanto.
That is the older Wilcox, Brett, and he's talking about the agribusiness giant Monsanto. The St. Louis company has become a lightning rod for the debate over genetically modified food. Among other things, it markets modified seeds to farmers. The seeds are patented, and the farmers who keep extra seeds for replanting can find themselves taken to court. That bothers Brett Wilcox, but his bigger worry is about the environmental impact of genetically modified food. He says his spiritual beliefs are opposed to modified organisms, but also that he has unanswered questions about their scientific safety.
We're going to gather seeds from the world, and we're either going to have them in a backpack and we're going to carry them as we cross the country, or if we get so many seeds that we have to put them in a trailer and pull them behind us, we will do that. And those seeds will be the symbol for the run, saying that this is why we are running. This is the purpose. We are here to say that we honor these sacred seeds, and we don't want people messing with them.
In a written statement, Monsanto spokesman Tom Helscher says the company respects the fact that people can have different points of view, but that the safety of genetically modified crops is, as he says, well established. The crops undergo federal review by two, sometimes three, federal agencies. That includes the Food and Drug Administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He writes, quote, "Hundreds of studies in the peer-reviewed scientific literature support the safety of GM crops, and there has not been a single substantiated instance of illness or harm associated with their use. The National Academies of Science, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Health Organization, and the American Medical Association, among others, have all concluded that GM foods do not pose any more risk to people than other foods," unquote. The history of agriculture is full of developments in technology, things that have increased the amount of food farmers were able to send to plates. Tractors replaced horses, fertilizers boosted crops. But Brett Wilcox says what Monsanto and other companies are doing is different.
What they are producing is not meant to feed the growing population. It's meant to feed cars and cattle. And very, very, very little of the research is designed to do anything that would provide any sort of enhanced nutrition. It's all designed to give them a patent, a legal hold on seeds, so that farmers are then brought into a modern-day slavery system.
Brett Wilcox says farmers have become too beholden to Monsanto, so he and David are preparing for their run.
David has done two half marathons, and he's going to do another half this summer. He'll do his first full marathon this summer for Sitka's inaugural full marathon, so we're excited about that coming up on August 3rd.
Brett is 52, and he also runs marathons, although he says he did not come to running until his 40s.
I kind of grew up with the belief that that I didn't have the heart to run, and I found out that that's not true. I do fine running. I enjoy it, so I've done a couple of marathons, and it helps keep me relatively sane.
The two Wilcoxes plan to leave on their journey sometime in January. They estimate it will take about 8 months. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.